Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, here we go, indeed, on a Wednesday, 1 week away from World Blood Donor Day, a day to celebrate blood donors and raise awareness about the importance of a safe, stable blood supply. Really important, especially this time of year. If you have donated before, maybe you've never donated before, now is the time to do so. Because the blood donation experience is getting a high-tech makeover this summer. Here to tell us all about it is the YouTube doctor, well-known, you probably have seen him, Dr. Mike. He's on the line with us right now. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Paul. So happy to be here and chat blood donation.
I want to talk about the high-tech factor, but first let's just talk about why it's so important to donate, especially in the summer months.
Well, you know, Paul, what has happened over the last decade is we've seen a drop-off in blood donations, especially those under the age of 30. We've seen something like a 30% drop-off. And we're hoping with Abbott and the Blood Centers of America to get the younger generations excited about donating blood. We have this immersive technology, this mixed reality technology, and we want to get people excited. We want to get them refreshed to come and donate blood. I actually recommend to all of my patients that they should take a vacation that is good for their health, but we shouldn't be taking vacations from donating blood.
So mixed reality experience for blood donation. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so you see this cool headset right here that I have next to me. It's just like VR, but instead you get to live inside the room as well, meaning you use this cool eye-tracking technology, which allows the people in the room to track your eyes, to see how you're doing, to make sure that you're still involved in the process, but a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more immersive, a little bit more distracted perhaps. And everyone that's used this so far has had a great time with it. I've actually gotten a chance to use this technology, and I could say as a gamer, it's really fun. It makes the process fly by and makes it a lot more enjoyable.
Well, there you go. So something to do while you're giving blood, which, by the way, the whole process is relatively easy and pain-free, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a relatively easy process. It should take about an hour from the health screening questionnaires, and the process of actually donating blood probably is around 10 minutes. And, you know, everyone who's tried out this technology has had a really good time with it, in my experience. They actually did some research in December in 2022, and they found that 9 out of 10 participants not only had a positive experience, but the next time they wanted to donate blood, they wanted to make sure that it was going to be a mixed reality experience.
There you go. So it's obviously pretty popular. What else should potential donors know about the experience?
That it's really crucial to donate blood. You know, we have this huge need where every 2 seconds in the United States, we need blood. And right now, that includes individuals who have had burns, traumas, accidents, cancers, even pregnant patients need blood donations. I have a personal experience with my mom who's struggled with cancer that needed blood donations. I can't stress how important it is. So find out, visit BeTheOneDonor.com, find out where the experience is around you, pledge to donate blood, pledge to save a life.
Great advice. And like you said, I mean, it's important all year round, but especially in the summertime when our schedules get a little upturned, we take time off, vacations, and it's harder to get that blood supply where it needs to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it's harder to have those drives that we normally have in high schools and colleges when people are at home and they're traveling abroad. But look, there's no better way to celebrate World Blood Donor Day on June 14th than by going and scheduling an appointment. So find a blood donation center near you by visiting BeTheOneDonor.com/mixedreality and become a hero.
All right, we will do that. Dr. Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it.